The disciples came to Jesus at the end of the day as it was getting dark and reminded him of the crowd of 5,000 who were getting hungry and needing supper, and they suggested to Jesus that he send them back to the villages for food. But Jesus said, "No, let's not send them away. You feed them, you nourish them, you give them the food that they need." Well, you and I hear that message today. It's a message for us too, because the thousands, the tens of thousands, the millions still are seeking for Jesus. And they come to you and me because they believe that we know him and want to share him with them. And they're hungry, they're hurting, they're hopeless, they're grieving, they're sick, they live anxiety-filled lives and wake up at 3 a.m. worrying, just like you and I do. And how do we respond? Do we speak to them of Jesus? Do we give them what they've come looking for? They want to glimpse him. They want to hear his teaching. They want to learn something that'll make a difference in their lives. They want to touch the hem of his garment and be healed. They want you and me to pray with them and to pray for them. And when we don't, we're sending them back to the villages hungry. We're sending them away hoping that others can take care of them better than we can, when in the person of Jesus Christ, we so often have the answers to their deepest hunger, their deepest hurt, and their deepest need. Jesus, after all, is the one who said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If you eat of this bread, you'll live forever. And the bread which I give for the life of the world is my flesh. My flesh is food indeed. My blood is drink indeed. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I abide in him." That is the gift we have for the world. And that is the message that we have been instructed by Jesus to share with those who in their pain, in their hunger, come to us seeking him.